We have a dope theme song. You know that, right?
I'm gonna get it right though.
Nah, but you told me to
I kind of missed it over the summer. I was like, I did the Drake one. Be like, one slow and up, like, homie. Cool,
you're
like,
talking too fast. I got a couple of quips. I came to talk trash. Yeah, he's Bucky Watson, Bradley Backs. This is going down. We call it the G Splash. Hey.
Rapper bag. I gotta give it up. Welcome to another episode of G-Splash. Man, we talk movies, comic books, all things pop culture.
Yeah. And this is the... you like pop culture and two dudes talking about it, you're in the right place.
Chat. Yeah. Man, this is the only podcast on the internet who's having a way better week than Pete Davidson. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. And as always, I got my mellow, my mans, Chris Bucky Watts.
It's me.
This is episode 51.
Oh, man, 51.
I got to be honest, Chris. I'm having a shitty week myself. But Pete Davidson is definitely having a shittier week than I am.
Maybe he's having a great week. We don't know.
No, he's having a shitty week.
Yeah.
We don't really touch on that, but we probably should. The dude, they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up. Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande were engaged. It's everywhere on all the things that you probably already look at. But they were together for like 142 days. They started dating, got engaged, and they already broke up. Shocker, surprise, kablam. Here's where we are. Heartbroken.
Feels good vibes towards Pete Davidson because he's probably taking it very hard. I saw a picture of him recently and it was not good. Anyway, before we get into our show, because today we're talking First Man and Moon Landing and is it real? Is it really real or is it not? Upcoming announcements and episodes. I got to give a huge, huge shout out to my favorite rapper, Idea. Rest in peace, bruh. I miss you every day. You've taught me so much. I continue to learn from you even after the fact. So, RIP Idea. Big ups. But this week on Splash Trash Man, Chris, what are we talking about?
Splash Trash Man, this is a comic week. We're going to talk about all the best comics that are going to be dropping this week that you can't miss.
Boom.
Or that you could miss, but you should pick them up at some point. Yep. And we're going to be going over comics that come out this week, comics next week, the whole thing. So if you like comic books or you're like, man, I should probably look into comic books, that's the place to look.
Damn right. Sweet. Next week, we're going to be breaking down our top three. Chris and I will divulge into our Halloween bag here. But our top three Treehouse of Horrors episodes. I'm a huge Simpsons fan. I know.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
I know Chris is a big Simpsons fan. So we're going to be breaking down the Treehouse of Horrors episodes. Our favorites. We'll tell you why you need to know them, watch them over again. I could watch that show all the time. All the episodes are on FX, so definitely check that out. The following week after our Treehouse of Horrors episode, we're talking... following that episode, will be our Halloween special. I don't really know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
We're going to talk about Halloween. That's all I really can say. Sorry. All right, this is episode 51. We're getting it in. Let's start the fucking news. Man, I love our podcast. Let me get a round of applause and a yay from the kids.
Yay!
I'm an old guy. I'm on the verge of being an old guy. But I remember a show called The Real World. Chris, do you remember The Real World? True story.
Yeah, of course.
Don't
they still make that? Did they stop making it?
I don't know if they ever stopped. I don't know if they stopped making it. But anyway, Facebook and MTV are teaming up together. They're bringing it back. Now, Facebook has put out, or they're trying to get people to have a device that watches you watch TV. And I can't help but laugh because I think this thing is fucking ridiculous. But
you mean a camera?
It's just like so you can like watch a show. But yet, comment and like, which I think is ridiculous.
So,
but
So I can see people picking it up. There's a device that you can set up that just goes directly to them. So why don't they just have people put on, like, go live on... Okay, I mean, I get it. They're trying to cut some logistical issues. Instead of being like, okay, now go live and make sure to tag us, and then we'll watch your stuff. They're saying, here, turn this on, Dumbo, and then talk.
Basically.
And I'm totally going to fall for it. Where do I order?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's
how do I get any one of these?
Facebook is definitely digging into the hardware game, but the fact that they're bringing back the real world, it's going to be in, I believe, international real world, where they're going to bring it out in, I think, three different places. But to be honest, Chris, I always wanted to be on the real world when I was younger. And I hit the pocket, and I never sent in the video, and I missed the boat. I just didn't make
any
effort.
You would have done really well.
I thought so, too.
I think you would have done great.
I like to think I would, but I feel like I might, like, fall in love with somebody who was living in the house, and then...
Oh, no.
That would be the drama, and, like, I wouldn't handle it well.
Seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
Seen it 100 times.
Anyway.
On that show.
Speaking of old people and people getting old.
Speaking of old shitty people.
Kobe gets dropped from an animation fest. So this is the news story. Kobe Bryant has been dropped from the jury of an animated film festival after calls for the star. Kobe was dropped because of his rape allegation case in 2003. The CEO of the organization behind the Animation Film Festival wrote in a statement on Wednesday that the festival's stakeholders decided to drop Kobe to focus on its films. I really don't know how that correlates to his rape case, but whatever. Bryant released a statement.
I mean, how does it not? I think is really what we should be saying.
They clearly deviated from saying that. Anyway,
they said, yeah, I think this is a good one. Let's just say that.
Kobe, we can't move forward. I know you won 5 championships and you're one of the greatest players of all time, but you got that 2003 cloud over you.
Also kind of a raper, maybe.
Maybe. Bryant released a statement
like that,
saying that he was honored to be invited and disappointed to be excluded. So
happy to have been invited. Not loving that they didn't want me to stay around. But hey.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's showbiz, baby.
He's like, he's straight up like, he shows up to the banquet like, hey guys, I'm happy to be here. And they're like, no, leave. And he's like, all right, great. Oh, I'll see you later.
Well, big goals, huh?
Exactly.
See you later. Kobe Bryant just like completely being pushed out.
Just like, all right, well, talk to you later.
Just be over in the corner fucking myself if anybody needs me.
For those that don't know, Kobe won an Academy Award, an Oscar, back in March for his part in making an animated short, Dear Basketball, which is basically his retirement letter. Man, I know a lot of people were trying to get that Oscar ripped from him because of the whole thing. It's that whole Me Too thing, but tough break for Kobe. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't give a fuck, but...
Did he even really want to be there?
I don't know.
Did he want to go to this thing, or is he just saying he want to go to this thing?
I did. Look, I got to be careful here because I worked with Kobe on his signature line with Nike, and I'm a Warrior fan, obviously. I hate the Lakers, but Kobe's actually been really nice every time I've seen him, so I can't be too mad.
Oh, look at me. I know Kobe freaking Bryant.
How do you think I get any matches on all these dating websites, man? It's because I know...
Hey guys,
I have a picture with Kobe.
I know Kobe.
Yeah, anyway. He hasn't sent his helicopter to pick me up anytime lately. Anyway.
And he probably
won't. He won't. But I think... I mean, I don't know. The fact that it's 2000... That happened 15 years ago, and it's still hanging over. I kind of feel bad for him. He was put in a situation. I don't think he should be having the repercussions he's having for something 15 years ago that he was never convicted of. My opinion.
Okay, I see where your head's at. I see what you're getting at here.
I mean, Chris, think about it. Like, let's say you know, we're both young adults still, somewhat.
Sure.
But maybe something that happened 15 years ago, you got to be like, yo, like, I was on some dumb shit. I mean, there's things 3 years ago that I'm like, man, I was on some dumb shit. Let's just, I'm going to call a spade a spade. I was on some dumb shit. But, like, I don't know. my thing is, like, if he's got the credentials to be a good judge for something that it's the same with the James Gunn thing, you know?
Sure.
Anyway, we'll move on. Speaking of things for the children, Wu-Tang and Hulu have teamed up, and they're bringing you a brand new episode, not episode, a brand new show about Wu-Tang.
What's it called? Wu-Tang?
It's literally called Wu-Tang, an American saga. The streaming service has announced that they will do 10 episodes, and it's based on the true story of the Wu-Tang Clan. Set in the early 90s, New York, at the height of the crack cocaine epidemic, the show tracks the clan's formation from Bobby Diggs, a.k.a. the RZA, strives to unite a young dozen. I said that backwards, but I'm going to let it fly.
I liked it.
Yeah, it worked. Chris, I've done some shows with Wu-Tang. I'm just going to highlight myself on everything we do.
Oh, good. Jeez. Oh, this guy's done it all, folks.
I've met the RZA, the GZA, and the Method Man. No, I'm kind of curious. I don't feel like I need this, but I would like to see. I mean, I'll watch it. I don't know about you, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, just to see what's up.
I'm curious how they're going to tell the story of Wu-Tang. And I mean, Wu-Tang's classic. Although, like, some of these new rappers don't know who Wu-Tang is, and that's just fucking disrespectful.
How dare they?
Motherfucking right.
Who are we talking about again?
Wu-Tang.
Oh, right, yes. Who's that?
The RZA, the GZA, the old dirty bastard, inspect the deck. Raekwon the chef.
You never work with them, though, right?
I didn't work on any tracks, but I did. I did work with RZA, GZA, and Method Man, and Wu-Tang.
What about Ghostface Killah?
I have yet to come across Ghostface Killah, but...
Is he real, or did I just make that up?
No, he actually goes by the name of Tony Starks. Tie it into the podcast. Comic books.
Tony Starks?
Yeah.
Well, that's not his name. It's Ghostface.
No, but they all got like 9 names, man. That's why if you watch the original Iron Man.
Classic.
In the first Iron Man, John Favreau. Brett Favre?
John Favreau. John Fev. John Toots.
Anyway, but
Tony Toots.
That's why when you see him on the plane with, and there's the Ghostface Killah track in the back because of Tony Stark. Looped it in. Got him.
It all comes back together.
Anyway, that's a show that's going to be on Hulu. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a rap show.
You going to watch that one?
I think so.
It's going to be a rap show.
It's probably going to be better than Walking Dead, I'll tell you that much. That's fine.
Well, that's not, you're not wrong there, only because that show sucks right now.
It's so bad. Like, what are they?
Rick Grimes, final fucking old, zombie time.
Old man Rick. We shouldn't.
He doesn't even want to do this anymore.
We probably should pump the brakes on that, because I'm trying to get somebody to jump on our show, so let's tighten up strings.
I mean, I love The Walking Dead. It's actually one of the best shows on television.
Skybound.
I think it's really the Breaking Bad of our time.
Speaking of,
that's what I always say about it to people. Ask anybody. I'm always saying.
Yeah. That. Speaking of things, I actually just reminiscing it off the top. I did really enjoy the Walking Dead parties I went to when I was living in Idaho.
No, definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. I enjoyed them too. That guy's great. Whoever we're talking to.
Yeah.
That guy's like the coolest guy.
Yeah, I miss that guy. I'm not. Anyway, but speaking of things killing it, I'm gonna brush by all of it. Speaking of things killing it, the Connors have killed off Roseanne. How do you get killed off?
Yeah, they have
your own show. Yo, they gave her the opioid killing.
Wait, she overdosed?
I'm gonna read this for you, Chris.
Hit me with this because I saw a news story like people are both happy and pissed, and I was like, well, okay.
So the episode I think aired yesterday, Tuesday night. And it was titled Keep on Trucking. It didn't specify where Barr's character kicked the bucket. Instead, the family is attempting to adjust life without Granny Rose, whom they believe died of a heart attack. It's not until Roseanne's sister, Jackie, receives a call from the coroner and they learn that this isn't really that funny, but it is.
Well, it is.
She learns from the coroner that what really led to her death was an opioid overdose. The family begins to find Roseanne's pills stashed all around the house. And by the episode...
What the hell kind of show is it? I thought it was a comedy.
By the episode's end, Dan returns to the bed he shared with Roseanne and puts his arm around her pillow. Now, Dan also... Oh my God. They also killed Dan.
Yeah, they a just long brought time, him and they back, just, no problem.
I believe he had a heart attack, but he had survived. A heart attack
and died, yeah, and then it was like... Yeah. It anyway, like, oh yeah, that didn't happen.
Anyway,
because John Goodman's too good of an actor for us to just get rid of.
He's a great actor. He's probably one of my favorites. But it this is a weird scenario. Again, falls under the James Gunn kind of thing we've been talking about. Yeah. You just can't fly off and throw things out off the cuff.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting that you have, like, you know, the main character of your show was piped off and so got fired, which I still support that, even not if you, whatever, I support it, but it and then you're like, you know what, guys, let's keep the show going. Like, I know it's kind of similar to a joke that's on SNL a couple weeks ago, but like, if Raymond died on Everybody Loves Raymond and they just kept making seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond, that'd be fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean, I the things that I read too was also that there's people that have worked on this show that, like, Roseanne basically gave jobs to, and now they're like, she gave me a job. Like, she gave me a job. We're just gonna keep on trucking. Oh, you see how I did that? See how I did that, Chris? That's the name of the episode. Killing it. I'm killing it today.
This guy's on one. He's on a freaking tear.
I got nothing to lose.
This guy's a tear.
Yeah.
We've got nothing to lose, literally. They've taken
everything. We're destroying everything. This is I was not expecting to have this much fun on our show today, but I'm having a lot of fun.
But here we go. Papa Chris started drinking early.
it's still early where you are. It's only 8 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock here. It's delirious.
Sure it is.
Back to Roseanne. Yeah, I kind of feel for her, but you can't. Nowadays, I think the overall message is, like, you can't pop off at the handle and start tweeting shit. Hands down across the board. Like, you just can't do it. Otherwise, you'll end up without a job. And
yeah, they don't like that.
No one, yeah. Networks don't like that. Don't do that. Don't put them in a position where they have to. Yeah.
Don't put them in a position where they have to do that.
Because
you will lose.
Speaking of things being rekindled and brought back to life. Chris, did you see the Aladdin trailer? I know you're a big Aladdin fan.
Oh, did I? I saw it completely. I saw the whole thing from the start to the finish part.
Are you excited about this film?
You know,
hot
this
take.
This is what it is for me. Here's my hot take of the day. Okay, folks, go ahead and sit back and get that comfortable, because here we go. I see the little teaser. If you haven't seen it yet, go out and watch it. It's very cool. It definitely draws up, like, those emotions you felt as a kid loving that movie, or whenever you watched that movie and loved it. But, like, it's got, you know, the parrot and the sand and the Cave of Wonders, and then, like, a hero shot of him grabbing the lamp. Right. It's all great. Very stylishly beautiful. Here's my thing. I'm a huge Disney fan.
Preach.
I have come to expect a certain level from the live action versions of these movies they're making.
You saw Beauty and the Beast. Now,
Beauty and the Beast did not impress me that much. I watched it a second time, and I enjoyed it as a movie. I think it does the story well.
Chris.
All these little things, right?
Is it a splash, trash, or meh? You're giving it a straight-up garbage.
For me, it was straight a
garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
But what I have to do is, and what a lot of people have to do, is separate your mind. Because if you grew up watching these movies, you're never going to be able to top some of them. Like, Beauty and the Beast is... And everybody's true. There's a thing we always talk about when you're like, what are your favorite Disney movies? Right. It's come to the point in our lives where you have to separate those into, like, what's the true classics and then the favorites.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, Hercules is in my top two.
Wow.
But it's not better, top two, top three, but it doesn't compete with Aladdin, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, like the classics. So you have to separate them. And I think what happens is you have a movie like Beauty and the Beast, let's say. Mm-hmm. And you go, hey, love that cartoon. Oh, didn't really love the live action because it wasn't the same. So you have to look at them separately. That said, my hot take here is...
The hot take!
I'm expecting it to be a good movie that on its own is a good movie. It's something I won't be able to compare to the other Aladdin, especially Aladdin. Like, Robin Williams, just the ultimate genie, everything like about that movie.
Yeah, well, it's funny to say this. And I don't mean to cut you off, but it is funny to say that Will Smith has his motherfucking hands full. Like, you...
I mean, when does he not lately, though? Am I right?
I mean, but no, Will Smith is still Will Smith. He's got the... He is...
He's on a cold streak.
Is he the... he's killing, like, the social media game.
Well, that's
and he not just, movies. He just fucking bungee jumped to Grand Canyon. Look, my thing is this. Like, Robin Williams made The Genie a comedic classic. Impersonations were all on point. I don't know if I've seen Will Smith do too many impressions, but that's what Robin Williams was about. Like, he would kill everything.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be a totally different experience for the Genie.
I think,
and you can't expect him to be Robin Williams-esque. No. He has to do his own thing, yes. But he has to do it really well.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. I think if you're going into this movie thinking that you loved the animated movie as a child, coming into this expecting the Genie to be the same character, even though
can't wait for a shot-for-shot remake of my favorite childhood film.
It's not gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen. Okay, you're out of luck. Okay, you're gonna be mistaken.
But all in all, obviously, I am looking forward to this movie. But the teaser trailer was a little weak, but it's Aladdin, so I'm gonna see it. I don't know what else to say. I'm gonna see it.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to see it and I'm going to enjoy it most likely. The only one of these movies so far, and this is probably something else, there's probably people out there that freaking love the Jungle Book cartoon. I grew up watching it, not one of my favorites, never super loved it. The live action remake, absolutely love that movie. I think it's stylistically gorgeous. It's a great telling of that story.
That was so good.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens is what I'm saying. We'll leave it up to chance.
Yeah, I'll say this, like, I didn't see Beauty and the Beast. Actually, I saw bits and pieces of Beauty and the Beast, but I wasn't really like everyone. It was one of those movies where everyone was like, "Oh, you need to see it!" Wah wah wah, and I was like, "Miss me, wah, wah, wah. Miss me with that." Like, I was like, "Nah, I'm good." Y'all have seen it. I already know. Like, I've already seen the storyline. I didn't really want to see it, but I probably should have. So I'm hoping Aladdin will.
You should. It's on. I think it's on Netflix for a while longer. Maybe. Until Disney app comes around.
Maybe. Anyway, speaking of things that, speaking of Netflix, Chris, I'm glad you brought that up. You just gave me the segue.
You know how I do what I do. You know.
Sometimes I hit the button on the soundboard and other buttons play. Anyway.
That's probably because you hit it like you're hitting it with a fucking sledgehammer.
Yeah, no, I hit it hard. I go ham.
I hit it hard.
I hit it hella hard. Speaking of Netflix, Chris. They canceled Iron Fist coming off the hot season 2. Now, Netflix and Marvel.
See you later, Iron Fist.
Here's what they said. Netflix and Marvel issued a joint statement in which they thanked fans for tuning in for the first two seasons. And quote, "Everyone at Marvel Television and Netflix is proud of the series and grateful for all of the hard work and incredible cast and showrunners. While the series on Netflix has ended, the immortal Iron Fist will live on." Now, Finn Jones and a bunch of other people are out of work, but
are unemployed.
You know, they lined it up.
I hate they say it like that. Will live on. That makes it sound like, you know, like when your dog died and it went to a farm. You know, play with a lot of other dogs. Yep. It's like,
that's the worst, like, man.
Don't worry, folks. They went to be happy. They're going to enjoy retirement sipping pina coladas. Oh, no, that's right. They're fucking gone.
Great. I got to ask you, have you ever had that play out for you? Like, did your...
No.
I did.
Really?
I had a dog.
I did.
I did have a dog.
You said it so sad. I did. It's my life. I lived it.
So, obviously, this has nothing to do with Iron Fist, but... I'll say, I had a dog.
Just burst into tears.
And we were my mom was kind of on hard times, so we moved in with my aunt. And we had a Sheltie, which, if people don't know, that's like a collie or a Lassie dog in the miniature form. And her name was Cookie. I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl. But I came home. One weekend from visiting my dad, and the dog was gone, and I learned the hard way, and that was one of those times, you know. I don't know what to say. I didn't know how to end the story. I was like, ah.
You're like, so anyways, I'm pretty sure that dog will come through the door any day now. Just hanging out at that farm. I gotta get up there.
Yeah,
by
no,
the way.
Brad,
it's been 20 years. The dog's dead.
The dog was sent upstate. That's what I'm. But the story told to me was like, yeah, the dog went upstate to a farm. Like, yeah, no,
and
I never.
As we're doing this, the door to your apartment blows open and a 28-year-old Chelsea
just glows. Just glows.
Cookie!
Just glows.
It's you!
With like. The flare, and yeah, no, that didn't happen.
You're back, Cookie.
Anyway, I guess this is back to what we're talking about.
Anywho, Iron Fist sucked.
Iron Fist. Chris, were you? I actually enjoyed season two. I thought he was dope in the Luke Cage season, but.
Yeah,
I get it.
Definitely, it's funny to hear this news because season one was so bad, and
the first
in a lot of ways, I feel like kind of in a lot of ways, it sort of derailed the Marvels. They were going hot. Jessica Jones was good, mm-hmm. and Luke Cage was great,
yep.
and Daredevil was picking up steam. And then that one came out, and I feel like as soon as that one got like a 17 on Rotten Tomatoes, people were like, "Oh yeah, maybe these aren't that awesome." But then season two came out and the press was like, it's better. And Finn Jones isn't such a terrible actor now. And they're doing the right thing. And then now it's like, yeah, it didn't work out. Maybe it's just maybe this is them slowly starting to be like, okay, let's wrap these shows up, guys. They're not going to be incorporating the Marvel Universe. This superhero hype's probably going to start waning a little bit after Avengers mm-hmm. 4. Let's just start getting these things buttoned up so we can cancel them.
Yeah, I think
we've got 150 other shows we're trying to get going right this second.
I mean, they're spinning millions of dollars on their programming, and obviously Marvel's gonna and Disney's moving on to their own platform. But Daredevil's really been the only, and Jessica Jones are really the bread and butter.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But there's still room for an Heroes for Hire with Luke Cage. And Iron Fist.
Yeah, and maybe I'm not giving them enough credit.
No, but
maybe they'll just keep them going, but or refine them so they're a little bit better. Or, you know, just kind of maybe they're just like, you know what, it's dead weight. Let's get rid of it. We tried and it was silly.
It's just,
we're done with it.
I just don't think, because there's obviously a lot of good, great characters in the Iron Fist role or story, but I think I will say this, I don't think Iron Fist is really capable of holding its own. And I feel like they recognize that, and they're moving on from that, which
it also is just kind of a weird, it's always been a little bit of a weird piece in those that they built these four shows that kind of have a dark tone mm-hmm. about heroes stuck in New York City who are kind of living real lives, and then they kind of just
true story.
Luke Cage is made by science, and you were probably made by science too, Jessica Jones, and Daredevil, you have your power, and then it was like, and here's a magic man that has a dragon on his chest. Oh, cool.
Yeah, we never saw the dragon. We just know he fought him, but whatever.
Whatever.
Ben, you'll land another role somewhere, but probably work on your acting.
Just a touch.
You're probably a really nice guy, and I don't mean to be mean, but up your game.
He's like, well, I know what podcast I'm never going on. He just checks us off.
He's like a
big sheet.
Yeah, he's probably listening to this podcast just steaming in a big pile of while he's like, he and he's only listening to our podcast while he's taking a dump.
He's like, I have been a loyal supporter from the beginning.
Yeah.
Asshats.
Okay, that's how
I feel bad now.
Yeah, now
I feel bad.
Now I do feel bad, but
feel bad. He's a great. You know, we'll have him on. We'll see if he's
available. Season.
Well, he's definitely available.
he just got a whole bunch of availability now. His counter is clean.
Counter just opened wide.
Yeah, no, Finn Jones, man, the first season sucked. You bounced back. Got to give you props for that. But it's unfortunate that they canceled you. But, hey, man, there's always Defenders season two if they ever do that.
Yeah, sure. There you go. There's still a chance.
Speaking of chances, Chris, we're going back in time. And we got to get into
it. Back in time.
Oh, I wish I had a great like 80s segue with a back in time kind of theme. Anyway, I'm too lazy to find that. Anyway, this is our main event. Chris, we are talking We are celebrating. I'm jumping right into it, by the way.
Jump in, main story. Get into
it. I'm cannonballing the shit out of this one. Jackknives. Anyway, so the movie First Man came out over the weekend. I saw it. It's a riveting story of NASA's mission to land a man on the moon, focusing on Neil Armstrong through the years 1961 to 1969. First-person account based on the book by James R. Hansen. The movie will explore the sacrifices and the cost of arms on Armstrong and the and on the nation of one of the most dangerous missions in history. Now, originally we were going to talk about this movie on our podcast, but I didn't think the movie was good enough. I'm giving it a meh.
Really?
Yeah. Look, Ryan Gosling's awesome.
Of course.
It's exactly what we said it was, I believe, on our last episode or on the Splash Trash Matt episode last week. It's a movie that strikes and pulls strings for Americans, right? Like, it's about a historic thing that happened in America.
The race into the moon and all that garbage.
But it's very dramatic when it doesn't really need to be.
Sure, and I know it's also, like, it's a slow movie, mm-hmm. and it's really not so much, like, him in the journey, like Apollo 13, in getting to the moon. It's more like the majority of the film is just this dude's life and everything he had to sacrifice
right.
so that he could be the first man on the moon, which sounds Oscar-worthy, but also sounds a little boring.
Look, Apollo 13 is a way better movie. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I mean, they got a problem, Houston. Yeah. You know, they had issues.
I mean, this
I love seeing it.
I mean,
I love that.
God damn, this movie didn't even have catchphrases.
Yeah, ugh, I won't stand for it. I won't stand for it.
But all in all, this is a movie about Apollo 11, first man on the moon. But what a time, right, Chris? Like, so we're getting into this. We're not going to talk about this movie specifically, but we're going to talk about the
Yeah, we're shifting gears, baby.
Yeah, we're switching it up. We're talking about, did we really land on the moon?
Ooh, conspiracy.
Sweet Christmas. I hit the wrong button, so it just said sweet Christmas. Anyway,
Sweet Christmas. I like that better, actually. Bum, bum, bum. Sweet Christmas.
Yeah, no, I'm going to let that one ride out because I think it's pretty funny. But look, Neil Armstrong, with this movie, I'll say this. You get a perspective from Neil Armstrong. His perspective.
Sure.
At this time, this was a big deal. Space race.
Absolutely.
You had the Russians. Everyone was trying to get into space. You had the cosmonauts from the Russians. Now, as a nation, we're trying to get there first. Trying to get to the moon. So, not only is this political, it's a lot of different things in play here.
Yeah, there's political, there's nationalist, yep. there are so many things that go into it. And since it's occurred or didn't, this has been nonstop. Conspiracy theories yep. have just been going wild. There's always been things that we're going to dig into that deep is what I'm feeling like. Well, deep-ish. 30 minutes deep.
We'll get as deep as we know. Deep as we can talk about. I don't know what that sound was, but okay.
I do.
Look, right. Here's the thing. At the time, this is 1969, 61 to 69, the movie takes place. But over that course of time, NASA is spending billions of dollars and killing people.
Yeah.
Like, shit is just not working, and people are dying left and right. And they kind of show that. And that weighs on Neil Armstrong in this narrative. But, and people, you know, the hippies are all out and about, and they're like, This also takes place. Maybe I'll double check the date and the timeline, but Vietnam's around this time too, right?
Yeah, Vietnam is. Yeah, the Vietnam War. Yeah, definitely.
So, United States is just blowing cash. We still do, but we're blowing cash then. And so that's why a lot of people are under the... And the as the years go by, people are more like... are more the percentage of people who think that we never landed on the moon that time at that time goes up. Chris, I'm going to ask you. Do you think we really landed on the moon?
Okay, my quick answer is this. I absolutely do think we really landed on the moon. I'm going to go, just to set up this whole segment, I am going to tell you, the listener, that I believe that we went to the moon, landed on the moon through a few, put 12 astronauts in total on the moon through the Apollo missions, found out it was rocks, brought some rocks home, and have been like, let's not put any more money towards going there because all it is rocks. I am a firm believer in that. However, for this section, I am going to play devil's advocate with some of these conspiracy theories that I've found and just entertain the idea. I'm going to try my best because when I really get dug into something, I'm pretty like, you know, I don't know, sardonic about it sometimes. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I don't even know. I never even heard that word. That's a new one.
You know, it's one, or incredulous. Like, you know, I'll say like, oh yeah, it turns out the moon's made out of flubber. And I'm like, really? Flubber? Fuck off. But also instead, I'm going to try and be very like, yeah, just a, you know, middle of the road Robin Williams movie.
Such a great actor.
I'm going to try and be very like, okay, let's see. Let's see how this conspiracy could play out. Yeah. So, and also to do your, to get back to what you're saying, yes, the Vietnam War went on the little beginnings in 1955, and then the U.S. forces withdrew in 1973. So definitely all of the 60s, there's that tension. A lot of these conspiracy theories are going to stem from the fact or the idea that because the U.S. was in such a bad place morally with all the veterans coming home and the Vietnam War going so poorly, that and feeling like we were just like really in a low, that the government staged the entire thing to basically be propaganda for how great the U.S. was, to rally support and get people all excited in the country again. So that's where a lot of these stem from. That it was set up just for publicity, just to make us feel superior after losing and having to deal with the repercussions of the Vietnam War.
I would agree with you. I think,
which would happen later.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I would say, I think we did, we eventually got to the moon, but I would, for the sake of the argument, I would say we falsified the being first man on the moon. I think we were so desperate. At that time, the United States was so desperate to be on the moon that we did it. Because the Russians were killing the game in the space race. And we did whatever, we did what we needed to do to get there. So,
because we didn't want the Russians to beat us.
Then
they would have had all the space rocks.
Exactly. I mean, anyway, that's the first part of the hoax. The second part is, you know, there's Disney involved. There's a movie studio involved. I really love this hoax, and I really love the idea that this thing was faked. There's obviously key elements are the flag,
yes,
not moving. I get that it was
moving. That's the problem that people catch with it.
So the debunked theory is like it was pinned. So because there's no wind on the moon, right? That they pinned it so it looked like it was waving to make it look great. But like,
here we go. I'm gonna take the stance on this one right now.
Get it?
The American flag waves in the lunar wind. There's no lunar wind, so we know that flag must have been in a movie studio with a fan blowing on it to make it wave, because there's no lunar wind. The moon has no atmosphere.
No atmosphere. The biggest thing I've actually looking back on this is the radiation from the Earth at the time. Like, we didn't have the technology.
Don't even get me started.
What is it called? The Van Halen?
The Van Allen belt. Yeah. Don't you even get me going with Van Allen. But here's the deal.
Break it down.
The astronauts, the Van Allen belts, they're created by Earth's magnetic field. They basically bounce solar radiation off the planet.
Bam.
Now, that belt collects radiation, traps it in the layers surrounding the Earth. So, passing through that belt, it would kill you. They left that belt. They went to the moon and left the Van Allen belt, so they were exposed to dangerous levels of radiation. And when they passed through...
They didn't get superpowers.
That's what did it. They didn't get superpowers. They would have got dead.
They would have got dead.
You know, we should also go back on these and just say, that character I'm being, he believes these. Now, the science behind the flag one, like Brad was saying, is that in order to make the flag stand up and so it wouldn't float around in no gravity or just hang there or whatever the hell would have done, they put metal rods in it to keep it up. So what's happening is the rods are actually bending a little bit in the gravity or something. That sounds sciencey. Damn it, I don't even know how to say it right now. Purposely not allowed the flag to hang flat. Oh, the effect was done to purposely allow them to hang so it wouldn't hang flat. But when you put the stiff wires in the fabric, that flutter is just from them moving the flagpole and those kind of adjusting as you move it. So there's the science. The Van Allen belt one I just talked about, the science they say behind that,
the
people trying to keep us dumb. They weren't there long enough. That they would have had to park their ship inside either the Van Allen layer where all the radiation gets collected, which would have killed them very quickly. Right. They had to stay there for like a day. Or because they passed through the belt. So this heavy radiation wave, they just went through it. So yeah, it probably wasn't great for them, but they would have had to be there for a while for it to soak up enough to hurt them. And so that's a science on that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, no one will ever 100% know until they get there. But I don't know. I'm on the side of it being a hoax, because one, we've never gone back there, and two,
yeah, man,
what's the, like, I don't know, man, it's weird. There's so many things.
Let me just say this. Let me just fence this to you.
Okay.
What Speak would on be it. The purpose of going back? It has no resources, no low gravity, no atmosphere. There's nothing of value there. Why go back? In fact, even more so, why have no other countries gone there to do something if there was something there to do? Like the Chinese or the Japanese or the Russians would have gone up, and if they found something, they would have set up a station or an outpost or something. But we've all just jointly abandoned it and been like, cool, there it was. It was lame. It was like going to, I don't know, Greenland.
That's my question to you, Chris, is like, what's really on the moon that we're not going back to?
No. Yeah, man. Maybe we found some kind of monster and it said, you get out of here.
We moved on. We brushed over the moon. And we walked. We were like, we're going to Mars.
Yeah, moon sucks. Let's go to Mars.
Is it because they? I don't know. This is a weird thing because, look, we got Google Maps everywhere. We got what is it? Fucking what's the Google app that World? No.
Google World.
It's not Google. It's the one that has the planet, you just like, it finds everything.
Google Earth.
Google Earth.
Yeah. Why? The planet's called Earth.
Why is it not? Why can we not see it? Can we not see the moon? Can we not have a Google car rotating the moon right now to take pictures and let us know what's on the moon?
Yeah. What are they trying to hide?
There's something conspiracy theorist in me, I don't really, my arguments clearly are not very strong, but I will say this, we've never gone back. I think at the time it was necessary to be the first people on the, like, to make the statement that, yeah, we were on the moon. After watching the movie, whatever. It's more a lot, but the movie's more about the person, Neil Armstrong.
And of course.
Him personally. But I think at the time, I think we were looking to be the superpower that we've always been as Americans, and we needed to make that space race happen. But so many people died. We never really saw the moon itself. Like, we kind of just grazed over it. NASA did it, spent so much money, so many people, and they just grazed. We landed there. It was fine. They played golf, hit a couple of shots, and that was the end of it. And now we're on Mars. So either there's something there that we just don't want to deal with. Because there's also been a conspiracy.
It's too scary.
Yeah, there's also been a conspiracy that there's something on the dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't...
Like a Transformer.
A Transformer, or maybe a Pink Floyd album. I don't know. I don't know what's there.
Whoa.
I don't know what's there. But I think... But don't you think... Just to ask the question of asking the question, don't you think it's weird that, like... Even if there's nothing there, but like, why are we not more informed about the moon?
Maybe there's nothing to inform about.
You think the moon is so nonchalant that like it's like nah, it's not there.
Yeah, I do.
Like they,
I think it's just a big rock, and they got up there and said, "It's just a rock," and we said, "All right, there's nothing here." Listen, and here's where it really comes in for me. We are a plague, the human race in general. And sure, you're listening right now, you're thinking, I'm not a plague, I'm a nice person, I recycle. The human race is an absolute plague. Like, we take, we move into an area,
yeah,
we harvest all the I love it. So go back to Independence Day, he's like, they're locusts moving from plant to planet depleting the resources. What the fuck do you think we're doing? We're the same damn locust. So the fact, if there was something there, we would take it and we would have it, because if we found it, we'd say, we want to have that.
Right.
And the fact that no one's gone back to harvest anything off it for some kind of profit just makes me feel like, that's the reason that everyone's going to the damn Mars, because there's somebody somewhere who thinks, hey, that place has water atmosphere, we could sell a whole bunch of fucking condos. Like, it's all about the money. Everything's about the money.
People can fuck
it. Even scientific discovery is about how people can make money off of it.
Yeah.
Or how they can fuck it. One of the two.
They're like, no, people can fuck on Mars. Like, well...
Yeah, if you could fuck the moon,
that means there's money to be made
all the time. It'd be the new Hawaii.
I think,
but it's not.
But it's not.
Not.
My thing on, I think that it was hoaxed. As far as Apollo 11, I think that they did what they needed to do to make the statement and make the moves to be the first on the moon or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think after that, they kind of did. They ended up going there. But I think at first, I think the conspiracy theorist in me is, I like to think that they didn't. I like to think that they didn't do it. They, Kennedy, not because it's easy, but because it was hard. Like, all that.
Hard.
And I feel like it's just too perfect of a scenario. But I think we eventually ended up there, but I don't think it happened when it happened.
So what you're saying is you think that they basically took out a loan against the people and perception by saying, hey, let's stage this whole damn thing now, and then we'll keep working to make sure we can actually get there and bring back some rocks and shit. But right now, we need to make it look like we've been there, and we'll pay it back later.
Yeah, we need to win.
I like it. I like that idea. You know what? I don't think that's too crazy. I think that if there's any bridge, I think it's that. Because people either say it never happened, or it definitely happened. But if there was ever a bridge theory, it could have been, hey, we're going to lose this damn thing, or so we need to fake it so we can make them give up hope, those stupid Russians, and then we're going to hop in and do it.
Yeah,
but I need you. Somebody basically came in and said, NASA said, I need you to buy me 6 months. If you buy us 6 months, we can get to the moon. And they said, All right, get Kubrick in here and rent me a movie studio. We got to buy these sons of bitches 6 months.
Right, there's the theories of Kubrick and Disney and all that shit. I think they just, look, people were dying. They were trying to build crafts that they just couldn't sustain. They were spending so much money. And I think they just were like, look, we need to win. And
I don't think people dying is a problem. I'm sure that whoever, if there was a...
people dying is not a problem.
For a U.S. government, they don't care. I'm sure whoever worked on that project, whoever made the film, yes. They were all killed almost immediately as soon as they left.
Yeah, I mean, look, Neil Armstrong is a great American hero. I'll never take any... And Buzz Aldrin. They kind of painted Buzz Aldrin in the movie as an asshole, but it's well warranted, I guess.
Classic Buzz. That's Buzz for you. Yeah.
I mean,
old sandbagging son of a bitch.
That motherfucker.
Yes, I think you're hitting on a really important point, though, that we should talk about right now, which is, or just really solidify, and that is these conspiracy theories in general, I feel like should not take away from what is true glory or true heroism or perceived. Like, if it didn't happen, then that means that Neil Armstrong is a perceived hero.
No.
But I don't think that, but that is what everybody, that is the big thing that everybody and holds on to. And I think that means something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I already said at the very beginning, I totally believe it happened. So I totally believe that those men did great things to try and strive.
They played golf on the moon. Before,
and I think that's amazing. But I think conspiracy theories, you just have to think, you can't think of them in those serious terms. They are just, they're theories. And since they can't be tested and they can't really be proved or disproved in a lot of ways. I mean, and I know there's all this, like even this thing we're talking about right now, how there's a theory and there's science. The science can be convenient when it needs to be. So I feel like you just have to have fun with them. Or if you really believe in them, you can't take away from the other side. You just have to know what you believe.
To tailor onto what you're saying and ride those coattails is
come on, yeehaw, Space Cowboys,
giddy up! Oh, space! Now we're getting into NSYNC. Anyway, look, those guys did. That wasn't Neil Armstrong's like first fucking chip to the moon. Like he did a lot before and a lot after. So again, even Buzz Aldrin. Both those guys, American heroes, never want to take any credit away from them. In a conspiracy theory or anything else, because Neil Armstrong, his story is very unique and one that does deserve to be told, and they did that in this movie. And whether we landed on the moon or not, guys have done gone to great lengths and done great things over in that whole thing, whether or not it cost the American people a lot of money or what have you. They've done great things, and I definitely don't want to take anything away from them as far as that goes. I think it's great. It's a great conversation piece, right? Like to talk about conspiracy theories and landing on the moon. So it's fun for me, but
mm-hmm.
He knows. Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, they both know.
Oh, yeah, they know. They know what happened. They know the truth.
And that's all that matters to them and their story. So I like to think small time and small fry and be the one to go against the grain. So I'm definitely like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. We landed on the moon!
Wow. Wow, we did it. Can you believe it?
Yeah, and he just laughed. Anyway, this has been a great, great conversation. We've tackled some history here. I actually was trying to talk to my dad about the space, because it was this was a big deal in the 60s. Like, I mean,
yeah,
there was no LeBron James making schools or Netflix or anything like that. Like, this was
TV at its finest.
500 million people tuned in to watch a man go, this is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Like, he said it so weird, too. Like, he didn't, yeah, it wasn't direct. Dork. He wasn't like, yo.
What a dork.
Yo, I'm jumping off. I'm landing on, I'm on the moon, bitch. Like, he didn't do none of that.
Yeah, that would have been sweet. Yeah. That's exactly what happened nowadays. See you on the moon, bitches.
It would have been a jumps out the cockpit. It would have been a meme. It would have been a meme for sure. Oh, but let's wrap it up, Chris. If you believe we landed on the moon, let it.
If you believe they put a man on the moon. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Anywho. What was that? The United States, Presidents of the United States, ironically.
I thought that was an REM song.
Maybe. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm spitballing at this point. Worth a Google.
It's worth a Google, and it's REM, and the song's called "Man on the Moon." Killed it.
Whether you think we landed on the moon or threw some salt on the wound and just kind of like delayed it, but made it look good, whatever. Teach his own. This is a great story. The movie, I will say, is meh. It's an Oscar movie. Go see it if you are unfamiliar with
space.
You know what? Like, I would rather there's better
Ryan Gosling jawline.
I'm gonna say this straight up. Like, there's better movies about the moon landing than this film. If you just really like to watch Ryan Gosling go through some shit, go fucking see it.
Yeah, have you seen the movie Moon starring Sam Rockwell? That's a great movie.
Armageddon's a better movie.
Oh, well, they don't even go to the moon. They just use it to slingshot.
Yeah, but it's people going into space.
I get what you're saying. I'm with you. I'm tracking. Look, good about it.
The movie's okay. You already know what's going to happen. It's Neil Armstrong apparently went through a lot. And again, he's an American icon. Buzz Aldrin's American icon. Don't want to take anything away from him. Maybe we landed on the moon. Maybe we didn't. But USA, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it is.
We'll be back next week with our Halloween stuff. We're getting back in that Halloween bag. It's going to be dope. My man, Chris Bucky Watts, will be back.
What up? I'll be back. I'll be here.
What are you going to be for Halloween? Do you know? He doesn't know.
Yo mama. Bye!
I took that off. I took the explosion off.
Well, I just did it.
So. How do you and Allie not have Halloween costumes? Kind of mad about it.
I don't know.
No.
I'm such a fucking failure.
We bought a house. Anyway. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back next week. I'm Bradley Baggs. This is Chris Bucky Wise. This is G-Splash. Any other last words, Chris? Hey! Yeah.